O divine Jesus, through thy face and name, save us. Our trust is in the virtue of thy holy name. Saint Casimir, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, children, there are three things to keep in mind about today. And the first is the easiest of all, in a sense. It's the last day before Lent, isn't it? The French call today Fat Tuesday. That doesn't mean it's a Tuesday on which you're supposed to get fat, but it means that this Tuesday is the last day before Lent. Tomorrow is Ash Wednesday. Two special Catholic names for 2 days of this week. And it used to be called Mardi Gras or Fat Tuesday by the French, because in the old, old, old days, people didn't eat any meat or any fat at all, or grease or things like that, or butter, all during Lent. And today would be the day, because they didn't have freezers back then, to get rid of all of that stuff and so eat it up. And that's why we have punchkes or donuts today, or things like that, because in the old days it was a question of eating up all of these non-Lenten foods so that tomorrow we could start not eating, start fasting. And then the other idea of Mardi Gras is that it's meant to be, as it is for you at our school, a sort of a happy day, half day of classes, and we're going to have a fun fast food lunch after Mass. It's a way of some celebration and some rejoicing before tomorrow's serious fast. But what's important, children, and this is where the holy face of our Lord comes in, today is the second thing to keep in mind, is the feast day of our Lord's holy face. We had Holy Face Sunday on Sunday, but today is the actual feast day which our Lord requested, on which we should honor his holy face. Well, today we remember that our Lord's face shows all of his sorrows. Our faces do too. For example, if you are not feeling well, or you're worried about something, or you're feeling glum, or you're angry and upset about something, what? It shows on your face, and everybody who sees you knows. Tomorrow, on Ash Wednesday, as we start our Lenten fast and offering up penance and long prayers and services, tomorrow our Lord will tell us in the Gospel, when you fast, when you have your Lent, don't be like the hypocrites, sad. They disfigure their faces so that everybody will think that they're offering up penances and fasting, and then they'll give them credit for that. They'll praise them. And everyone will say, oh, see how holy so-and-so is. He's giving things up this Lent. He looks very serious today, doesn't he? And very sad. But our Lord doesn't want us to be that way. He wants us to be just as happy today with our Mardi Gras little party and observance as we will be tomorrow, with a smudge of black ashes on our forehead and the first day of our offering up and our special things of giving and giving up all during Lent. We should be just as happy both days. Why? Because those are both two different ways in which we are serving the one God. What makes our Lord very sad in his holy face is when we break his commandments, when we use his holy name in vain. You know how some silly people do it, because they don't think. They might say, oh God, or oh Jesus Christ, because they're angry or surprised or something. And that's a very wicked offense against our Lord. That's like smacking our Lord in the face, or punching him, or spitting on his face, as they did when he was being taken to Calvary during the way of the cross. But we want to be like Veronica, to wipe our Lord's face. We want to bring a smile to our Lord's face by being just as joyful today as we will be tomorrow serving our Lord. Now, I could probably think of quite a few ways, since that's my job, since I'm the bishop. But I can think of one or two particular ways I could recommend to you today, children, in the way of honoring our Lord's holy face and bringing a smile to his holy and his adorable face. probably one of the most important ways, because it helps us to do everything else, will be to honor our Blessed Mother. Today's Saint, Saint Casimir, you see his statue in the sanctuary. It's a middle statue on the gospel side of the sanctuary, and he's holding some lilies. That's a symbol of his purity. He died when he was a young man. He was the same age as the little flower, just 23 years old. And he loved Our Lady very much, and there's a certain hymn, which we'll have today for the closing hymn, I think, and it's Daily, Daily Sing to Mary, and he used to say that hymn in Latin with a lot of verses. It took a while. Every day, that was his special way of honoring Our Lady and remembering that we should pray to her every day. Daily, daily, sing to Mary. And he was so devoted to Our Lady and to holy purity that he, when he requested that he be buried with that hymn, because he always had it in his hands every day to recite it or to sing it. Well, he was buried with that hymn. And because he was so devout to Our Lady, and because he was so pure, his body was found 140 years later, incorrupt, miraculously preserved, even though the tomb where he had been buried in a cathedral was very moist and damp, and even the masonry, the walls, had all sort of crumbled and collapsed. But his body was preserved perfectly, and when his tomb was opened, there was a beautiful fragrance that filled the whole big church because of his purity and his love for Mary. We will bring a smile to our Lord's face if we honor his Blessed Mother when? Daily, daily, sing to Mary, every day. And she, in turn, because we are honoring her, she'll help us. She will help us to offer our little sacrifices, to do our penances, to stay cheerful and joyful always. The other thing, maybe in particular, that we could work on to bring a smile to our Lord's face and someone else's face, and I'm sure for your teachers and your parents, would be if you would be like Saint Casimir. He was, well, he was a prince. You don't have to be a prince of Poland or of Lithuania. He commanded an army when he was only 15. You don't have to do that. But he was a peacemaker. He was sent by his father to invade another country, the country of Hungary, because some of the nobles there were having a rebellion, and they said, well, if you, they told the king of Poland, send us your son Casimir, Prince Casimir, and we'll make him to be our king, because their king was named Matthias the Crow. They didn't like him. They wanted to get rid of him. Well, our saint was very obedient to his father, so there he was at the head of his army. I think he had 60,000 troops. It was a big army. And they marched down to the border of Hungary, and then he heard that the people didn't really want to have a different king. He had been given the wrong information. And he also heard that the Pope didn't want them to have this war because everyone had to unite together because the Muslims were invading Europe anyway, and we needed to fight them instead and not be fighting each other. So our prince, our Saint Casimir, very bravely, he made the decision himself. They didn't have cell phones back then. He said, I'm not going to have a war for nothing. I'm not going to invade this country. I don't need to be their king. They already have a king. And I'm going to just go march my soldiers back home again. Well, his father was very cross that he had disobeyed him, but he did the right thing. He was a peacemaker. And he was even sort of exiled from his father's court. He had to stay in a faraway castle for, I think, 3 months till he was readmitted to his father's good graces. But he did the right thing. He was a peacemaker. Are you a peacemaker, children? I hope you all are. What's a way of being an anti-peacemaker? Well, it's if you're a troublemaker. If you carry tales, if you bring reports, if you try to get two people to fight with each other, if you say mean things, make accusations, that sort of thing, then you're a troublemaker. But if you're kind, if you keep a smile, if you let things go, if you don't hold a grudge, if you don't try to get back, if you don't gossip and spread stories, you could be a peacemaker too. And oh, how that would make Jesus and Mary very happy. Well, it's almost Lent. Tomorrow is Ash Wednesday. Have you all decided what you're going to do? I'm sure you have, what you're going to give up and maybe what you'll do extra. But I hope that in addition to that, you will remember every day, pray to Mary, do something to honor her. And remember too, regardless of where you are or what you're up to, be joyful, have that joyful look on your face. Make our Lord happy when he looks upon you, because he knows that in your heart you want to serve him and his mother. And you're going to prove that how during Lent? Be a peacemaker. Don't be a troublemaker anymore. Be a peacemaker from now on. God bless you, and may he grant us a wonderful and a joyful Lent. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.